The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here, and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
And longtime LA Observer and historian Art Griego is on the line, a member of the Los Angeles Historical Fellowship. It is the 10th anniversary of the Los Angeles riots. Art, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Phil.
And it's a tough thing to look at the riots, no matter how far away historically we are. But what the causes, have they been addressed? What are the perhaps some flashpoints down the road?
Well, Phil, it's difficult. It shows the power of television. I think when you look at the LA riots and how TV could affect people's behavior 10 years ago, the Los Angeles police beat a black suspect named Rodney King, a motorist that they suspected of having violated the law. That brought the city to the edge. But we had a lot of good community leaders who were able to avert the violence. And then there was the trial. And the trial of the police took place, and they were acquitted. And even then, black leaders, white leaders came together. The black community was even then able to be patient.
So even after the beating of Mr. King, even after the four or five, I forget how many police officers.
There were four of them.
Even after the four police officers are acquitted, the black community was able to keep a lid on their outrage.
Absolutely. And then, in one of the worst cases of timing I've ever seen in my life, and I think as we look back, we can all agree, television executives come along and announced that Jay Leno would be succeeding Johnny Carson instead of David Letterman, and that was the spark, of course, that lit the kindling, and the city was aflame.
So NBC comes along, and it was 10 years ago that Leno replaced Carson?
Yes, it was. And the police knew the announcement was coming down. Tactically, they blew it. They had gathered police units on the west side. But the Florence and Normandy neighborhood had been a stronghold for David Letterman for a long time. Letterman's African-American viewership was obviously very, very key.
What was it that made Leno's signing by NBC such a flashpoint for the black community?
Well, you have to understand, the African-American community for years in America has been on the edge socially of promulgating such things as progressive dance, music, dress. The African-American community has brought us such things as jazz, rock and roll, rap, modern dance, even cuisine. Black people, I think, are very proud of that. When they see something happening culturally that is bad for the country, I think that is going to cause a great deal of outrage. That more so than the Rodney King beating. I think that people were angry.
Well, I mean, the whole country was angry. Rodney King had been beaten by L.A. police. Nobody knew why, really. Then the police are acquitted, and that was even a little confusing, wouldn't you say?
It was confusing, but the people were willing to bide their time and wait for the... You'll remember there was a civil rights trial of those police officers, and they were eventually convicted. You got Reginald Denny, Rodney King, so many people. Rodney King would be cross-eyed today if NBC would have just made the big move with David Letterman.
But the spark, you're saying, was not the guilty verdict.
The beating of Mr. King was bad, but the black community was willing to let justice prevail, and even the African American community was going to swallow that and let it go to the civil rights phase, without being mindful of all of the timing, deciding to name Jay Leno the host of the Tonight Show. An entire nation of anguished people in the black community couldn't take it. They could take Rodney King being beaten. They could take those four police officers being acquitted. They could take 300 years of enslavement, 100 years of Jim Crow laws, blue lining by banks, harassment by the police. But then here comes NBC spitting into their face by naming Leno the new host of The Tonight Show, and that was like putting a match to the powder keg.
All right, our guest is Art Griego, who is a historian of the Los Angeles scene. His latest book, Lighting the Flame, is available now, and we're talking about the L.A. riots 10 years later and the spark that lit the match, the spark that lit the kindling, African-American outrage at Jay Leno being named as the host of The Tonight Show and not David Letterman. That was kind of a confusing time as to those two guys and the riots.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely, Phil.
And I want to give our phone number out and then ask you another couple of questions here on the fact that Letterman's still on the air. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show.
And Phil, Mr. Leno may as well have, I mean, when you heard the announcement, and now we announce Jay Leno as the host of The Tonight Show, you could hear the glass shattering from the first brick going through it. You could almost hear the match being struck to the fuse that lit the kindling that burned down the first building.
But Letterman is on TV now. He's on at 11:30. He's on CBS.
No, but African Americans traditionally have never watched CBS film.
Why?
Well, I mean, this is a network of Hee-Haw, Carol Burnett. I mean, that doesn't attract that many African-American viewers, and I doubt that blacks are aware that Letterman's on TV any longer. NBC, on the other hand, had Cosby and had Different Strokes. It was because Leno went to The Tonight Show that black viewers fled NBC and opened the door for UPN and WB. So
what we're talking about here is the fact that Leno became the host of The Tonight Show.
An entire city burned.
An entire city burned.
That is right. And
are there other mistakes on the horizon in terms of, you know, we're talking about, you know, decisions made by television executives causing riots?
Well, you're looking at ABC is ready to take Ted Koppel off the air, and I think you're going to see some senior centers burn to the ground. The minute NBC announced Leno was the host of The Tonight Show, you could almost hear that rock going through the window and the smell of the sulfur. I think that if you talk about hot spots, the next one is Koppel and the Nightline show. But I really believe that the outrage committed on this country...
NBC committed the outrage.
That is correct.
Not the jury that acquitted the cops. Not.
No, I mean, people found that hard to take. I found it hard to take, but I was willing to sit still and mind my own business and bide my time. And I remember where I was, Phil, and maybe you remember where you were. I walked into my kitchen. I was going to make myself some dinner. I had heard the announcement that the cops were acquitted. And then right on the heels of that, oh, and Jay Leno, by the way, is replacing David Letterman. And right then, like I say, Phil, I could almost smell the sulfur from the match being lit. And you know, Martin Luther King had said, I have a dream. And part of that dream... not only to see blacks and whites live together, and not only to see Jews and Gentiles live together, but it was to see Letterman take over as
the host of The Tonight Show.
I really believe that. Because the fact is that African Americans are on the cutting edge culturally, and nothing could have pushed them over the edge into violence like an announcement. By the way, it's going to be Leno. You may recall that there was a controversy.
Well, I know that there was, going down to the wire. Was it going to be Leno? Was it going to be Letterman? Is it going to be Leno? Is it going to be Letterman?
Yeah, and all of a sudden they NBC said, I tell you what, let's piss off about 20 million African Americans. Let's make it Leno.
Well, they didn't do it on purpose.
No, but it was almost...
Because the way you're saying it, NBC made Leno, the host of The Tonight Show, almost to piss off black people.
Well, I don't think they did. I just don't think they were thinking. I don't think they were thinking clearly. And you got a lot of black listeners who can tell you nothing. The beating of King, Rosa Parks, Leno becoming the host of The Tonight Show. Which one of those was the one that really pushed the African-American community over the edge? I think all three, but at least in our lifetime, it was Leno.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here in the Phil Hendry Show. Art Griego is rather an orthodox historian for Los Angeles and Southern California, a member of the Los Angeles Historical Fellowship. 10 years ago, the Los Angeles riots began. Rodney King had been beaten by Los Angeles police officers. The LAPD officers involved were acquitted. Jay Leno was named the host of The Tonight Show, and it is his opinion that it was Leno being named the host of The Tonight Show that really set off this city's black residents and created night after night a firestorm, basically because blacks favored Letterman in that position and do take a great deal of pride at being the people who, in this country at least, promote the hippest things, jazz, rock, dance, and David Letterman. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with Art Criego, who's a historian, a member of the Los Angeles Historical Fellowship. 10 years ago, the Los Angeles riots started, hot on the heels of the announcement by NBC that Jay Leno would replace David Letterman. Now, why would, you know, I understand what you're saying, would replace, I should say, Johnny Carson.
That's correct. That Jay Leno would replace Johnny Carson as host of The Tonight Show.
Over David Letterman.
Over the other possible choice of David Letterman. And the African-American community in this country obviously wouldn't stand for it.
All right, you've got a beating of a motorist. That's not bad enough.
No, I think most black people were willing to let justice take its course. But then all of a sudden comes this outrage, the outrage of Leno. Now, let me just put this in perspective. Brandon Marcellus was Jay Leno's first band leader. He quit because he couldn't take how white that show was. And the fact of the matter...
But then he hired another black band leader.
Yeah, Kevin Eubanks. Who I don't want to comment, but there's obviously he's willing to put up with a lot. I guess he's willing for the money. I don't know what. But the point being, Phil...
Well, let me get us back to this discussion about how African Americans have always been on the cutting edge of society, culturally, creatively.
It is a point of pride among black people in this country that they have been the ones who brought forth rock and roll, brought forth jazz... black people brought forth modern dance. Black people brought forth every single hip thing in America. Every single thing that I guess would get a guy noticed by girls. Every single thing that would get you in the coolest parties or get you into the coolest club. If you know these things, they were all invented by black people. You talk about Kevin Eubanks. There's a term called Oreo cookie.
Well, that's a little harsh, isn't it?
You know what that means? It means?
Yeah, Oreo cookie, white on the inside, black on the outside.
That's right. I wasn't familiar that...
Yeah, I know that term.
All right, well, I think that Eubanks, in a way, is not... And there's a term that they use in the African-American community. He's not down. He's not down, and that's spelled D-O...
D-O...
W...
W...
N.
He's not down.
He's not down... And because of that, obviously he's willing to be on a show like the. It's tough to take, but 10 years later, as the city still smolders, Leno. So that, Phil, and coupled with the fact that David Letterman obviously represents a hip edge.
So in other words, David Letterman and jazz and all.
Yeah, he's hipper. I think anybody knows that. Anybody that watches Jay Leno is perceived to be. And this is another term that blacks use, lame. And that is...
L-A-M-E.
L-A-M-E. Leto's wife, Mavis, was trying to repair the damage by obviously going out and helping Afghan women.
Mavis Leno, of course, was on the forefront of helping the women under the Taliban regime.
Yes, and it was brilliant work and wonderful work that she did. And I think partly because she wanted to try to somehow say, I'm sorry... to the city's and the nation's African-Americans. And so here we are 10 years later, finally still sort of standing there with a garden hose and trying to cool down the white-hot embers of the flame set by the Jay Leno hiring.
1-800-449-8686. Fascinating talking with Art Criego, who is the historian who's written a book called Lighting the Flame. He's with the L.A. Historical Fellowship. We're talking about 10 years after the L.A. riots and just exactly what place the hiring of Jay Leno to replace Johnny Carson had in starting these riots.
Well, now, you say place.
And, all right, the actual spark.
Yeah, that was the match. And African Americans, again, Phil, it was a slap to their face.
Well, it's difficult to say, though, that NBC on purpose...
No, I don't know. NBC wasn't hip enough to understand what they'd learned. All of the success they'd had with Cosby, all of the success with Different Strokes, the fact that they'd been able to embrace a black viewership, and then all of a sudden to basically pull it out of their pants and pee all over it with the hiring of Leno, to me...
Well, I think that we can maybe not be that graphic.
I apologize, but the fact that they were willing to throw it all away and take their shot on Leno, I guess they thought maybe they could just do anything to black people. Even commit this atrocity. This was the same thing. They might as well have just taken a whip and pulled the shirts off of 30 million African Americans, tied them to an old wagon wheel, and beat them. And to this day, we still argue, and a lot of people would argue, which was worse, those 56 strikes from a PR-24 that Rodney King suffered at the hands of the LAPD, or the first time Leno walked through those curtains. I don't know.
And it's, surely you believe...
No, I honestly...
I mean, you can't believe that a man being beaten and the hiring of a comic...
Well, but again, when you recognize African-Americans wanted to see the culture pushed forward. They wanted to see the quality of comedy on late-night television pushed forward. They wanted to see a new day dawn in the history not only of late-night television, but of prime-time television. Because blacks have a stake in this. It's a point of pride. And they may not have a lot in this country, but one thing they can always point to is we invented jazz, we invented rock and roll, we invented what is now called, and it's a term that's used among young African men, we invented cool. Cool. Let me spell that for you. C-O-O-L.
Do that again?
C-O-O-L.
And that's what...
That's what they gave us. And cool is just a way of walking and a way of being. That was rolled back probably some 40 years, back to the days of Dave Garraway and Steve Allen with the hiring of Jay Leno. I think the fact that the blacks got so angry about Leno getting the job took a lot of heat off of the LAPD, and that's why Daryl Gates, and this is the thing that disgusts me, Daryl Gates was on the phone to NBC executives for days, hire Leno, go for Leno, not Letterman, Leno, and finally...
They hired Leno. And so Gates wanted the riots.
Of course he wanted the riots. He wanted the riots because of the Leno hiring, not because of the police being beaten, or the police beating Rodney King.
1-800-449-8686 is our number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Why did the riots start down around Normandy and Florence?
That was a, if you look at the Nielsen returns, these are the... ways that they raid households, that was a huge Letterman stronghold down there. In fact, David Letterman's very strong 18 to 34 showing was as the result of a very high concentration of Nielsen families being right in that Florence and Normandy area, 102nd and Avalon, Southgate, South Central. David Letterman had an enormous viewership down there, and probably one of the... And CBS wanted to hire him.
I was going to... Let me anticipate your thought.
Go ahead.
Did CBS hire Letterman to bring the black viewers back over?
Absolutely. But it's going to take a lot more than a David Letterman, even, Phil, for the network of Hee Haw, Andy Griffith, Carol Burnett, Murder, She Wrote. I mean, good sweet God. You can go on and on. It's going to take a lot more than David Letterman to finally, once and for all, purge, almost burn out, the guts of the hickness of that network. It's the redneck aspect of that network. And I think it hasn't happened.
So here we are 10 years later, and I can't believe we're talking now about ratings on David Letterman's show.
Well, it's all symbiotic.
All right, so here we are 10 years later, and CBS still hasn't brought any black viewers over.
No, and as I indicated, the reason for that is simple. Letterman left NBC. The black viewers left NBC. They went over to UPN and WB. And CBS is dead in the water. And half of a city got burned to the ground. And for what?
Well, Leno's doing very well at NBC.
Well, he may be, but there isn't anybody that... And again, let me use a word. There isn't anybody that is deaf, and that's...
D-E-F.
D-E-F that would watch... that's Will, and I... that's why I became a Moesha fan, and I can't believe it. But all of this... because of the Leno hiring.
10 years later, the L.A. riots, 1-800-449-8686, the spark that lit the kindling of the L.A. riots, the hiring of Leno as the host of The Tonight Show, just set millions of African-Americans off. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. 888-449-8686.
The LA riots 10 years later. With me is Art Griego, a member of the Los Angeles Historical Fellowship. And we're looking at the causes of the Los Angeles riots. We're looking back on the beating of Rodney King, the motorist, by four Los Angeles police officers. The acquittal of those four police officers in a jury trial in Simi Valley, California. And the fact that the black community really kept a lid on it, didn't they, Art?
They really did, Joe. And to their admiration and to their credit, black people were very cool, calm, and collected through the entire process of Rodney King's beating and through the entire process of those police officers being acquitted. But a long-suffering people can only stand so much abuse. A long-suffering and anguished people under the whip of a slave master can only take so much horrific insult. And finally, along comes NBC with the most ill-timed announcement they could. Oh, Rodney King got beaten and the police are let off. Here's one more for you. Leno's the new host of The Tonight Show, and that is what finally, I'm sure, put a lot of black people into the streets of Los Angeles and burned to the ground many, many businesses. Turn that down.
What is that?
My wife just came into the room. You can turn that down.
Well, all right, let me ask you a question. Is your wife listening to the radio?
She has. Put her on the radio show.
Let me ask you a question here. What would you, why are you... And not why, because I know you're a historian, but what gives you a particular insight into this? Because you've got a very unique insight into the nature of the problems confronting the African-American community. And
well, so what gives me my knowledge, you're saying?
Yeah.
I married a black woman. And one of the things that...
You married a black woman?
My wife's black, yeah. And she's walking through the house. One of the things...
Is that her?
She's just going into the kitchen now. You're right, honey. One of the things that, I'm getting tired. She's holding a radio on her shoulder. And
okay, but you're married to a black lady.
I'm married to a black woman, and that's what gives me my insight. I don't think any white man, really, Phil, has insight, proper insight into this situation. I think the white man that could have an insight into this situation would be a white man married to a black woman, or a black man, or a white woman married to a black man. And so... when I asked my wife as I was writing my book, because I didn't know what I was writing about, I didn't really know why the L.A. riot started.
Well, you can certainly use as a starting off point the Rodney King beating, couldn't you?
I guess. I didn't know what to do.
You were aware of the Rodney King beating, right?
No. Honey, turn the radio on. I don't know.
Were you aware that a guy named Rodney King...
I knew. They told me that later. I didn't know why the riot started. And because of my wife, I asked her, I'm on the radio right now. I'm on the radio right now.
You're going to have to tell her to...
I didn't know. And I asked my wife, honey, what started the L.A. riots in 1992? And she told me, obviously, it was the hiring of Leno. That's why people... And the thing that really... You have to turn it down. The thing I think that has... the fact that Leno has stayed in the L.A. community to tape his show still tears a hole right into the fabric of the black community. Turn it down, will you?
All right, I want to be clear, if I can, Art. You didn't know what started the L.A. riots.
No, I don't think anybody really did.
Well, I had an idea.
What was your idea?
That Rodney King got beaten and the four cops that did it got off.
See, I didn't think of that.
You didn't think of that?
No, sir, I didn't.
So you're writing a book, so where did you go for information?
I told you. I have a black wife, as if you can't tell. Would you turn that down? My wife's black.
All right, so then you went to your wife and you said, hey, honey, what started the L.A. riots?
Right.
And she said Jay Leno getting hired by NBC.
Right. And that's that right. Is that right, honey? What? I can't hear you if you turn it on. Yeah, she just said it again.
Well, your wife knows that Letterman's on CBS. Does she watch him?
No, I don't. She doesn't give a crap anymore. She listens to the radio mostly.
All right.
A chicken smells.
Yeah, great. All right.
Is that it?
Yeah, that'll be it.
All right, well, thanks, Phil. My book is called Lighting
the Flame.
Available now.
Right. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, I need for you to have her turn that down.
I'm sorry.
1-800-449-8686, Art Griego on the Phil Hendry Show. What caused the L.A. riots? Leno getting hired by NBC.
You know, you...
Turn it down, hey. Sorry.
This is the Phil Henry Show. Hey, speaking of the Tonight Show, this is from the Drudge Report. Don't look for Johnny Carson to make an appearance during NBC's 75th anniversary special, even though NBC head Bob Wright has made a personal plea. That ain't going to happen, the retired Carson tells Esquire magazine. That ain't going to happen. The retired funny man throws cold water on Wright's May sweep idea, May sweep dreams. He means well. I know NBC means well, but I'm retired. I ain't going back on television. There's no need for me to go back. It's going to be one of those self-congratulatory things. Look how good we are. I'm just not going to do it. That's what Carson said. Reporter Bill Zemme has been courting Carson for years, and the relationship has paid off in spades. On May 8th, Esquire rolls out an exhaustive exclusive interview with the press shy Carson running 10 pages. Carson rips Fox for its Super Bowl red, white, and blue coverage following 9/11. When you look at the production, says Carson, give me a break. Norman Mailer said something about patriotism being a nice thing, but just ease up a bit. It's nice to live in this country, but ease up. Carson takes on Bush. Can you believe this Enron mess? I love how his good friend Kenny Boy suddenly turned into Mr. Lay. Give me a break. It'll be a long time before we ever understand what's going on behind that story. So said Mr. Carson. Then he says that he has nightmare dreams that he still is host of The Tonight Show. It's showtime, and I'm going on, and I've got nothing to say, and I wake up in a sweat. He tells the reporter from Esquire that the only time he wished he was back on the air and not retired was during the Monica Lewinsky mess. He said he emailed Bob Wright, or actually phoned Bob Wright, the president of the network, and said, I regret I retired. He said, I haven't seen such an abundance of material in my life. Johnny Carson, who says that we're being overly patriotic. Johnny Carson was, for those of you who don't remember, and I'm sure there are many of you who don't, he was the host of The Tonight Show, and he was the king of mainstream vanilla humor. He wasn't all that funny. He did a lot of lifting of Jonathan Winter's material. He lifted a lot of Jackie Gleason shtick. But he himself, he had a monologue that at times was at best, moderately funny. It wasn't uproariously. And there were times his show hit some pretty good highs. But most of the time, it was pretty mainstream. And now the guy weighs in Esquire magazine. Like, this is going to be the big ten. You know, like they're interviewing Osama bin Laden. Like, Johnny Carson interviewed? And then you read the substance, at least what I'm reading here in the Drudge Report, and it's good old Johnny. It's real down-the-middle stuff. There's nothing really exciting about anything that he's got to say, starting with, boy, that patriotism thing. Yeah? Yeah, Johnny, what is it? It's a little over the top. Oh, well. You know, if you really wanted to be controversial and you really wanted to tell it like it was, if Esquire wanted to pull something out of him that was really interesting, what does he think about Jay Leno being the guy who hosts the show instead of Letterman? Did you read that Bill Carter book, Night Shift? Is that his name, Bill Carter? The guy who wrote the story, essentially, of Leno rising to the Tonight Show job and Letterman not getting a job. According to that book, Carson didn't like Leno getting a job at all. According to that book, they wanted to do, get a load of this. Did you read this? You didn't hear this? The person who produced Jay Leno, or whoever was in charge of his career, wanted Carson's last broadcast to end this way. Carson would finish, then he'd get up from the desk with a microphone and walk over and hand it to Jay Leno, and then Leno would, I don't know, start doing the show or something. And Carson said he didn't want to do that. Didn't he also go on the Letterman show? I think he went on the Letterman show after that. It was very obvious he didn't want Jay Leno as the host of that show. Now that would be interesting to read about. Johnny Carson's views on patriotism go over about as well as your views on politics, Johnny. I mean, you know about as much about politics as I do. And you know what? When it came time for you to make jokes about it, you weren't all that funny. The funniest thing that ever happened on Johnny's show was when that little monkey crapped on his head. Now, that was beautiful stuff. Did you see it? Remember he had that little monkey? The best stuff on Carson's show was when he just sat there and let animals crap on him. That was great. Or the other time, which was very inspired, it was brilliant, is when he walked down the hallway to the set of a Don Rickles TV show because Rickles had busted his ashtray the week before as the guest host. So he took his microphone and he walked down the hall at NBC and walked onto the set of a Don Rickles show and started busting on him for breaking the ashtray. And that was very funny. So that time, and then the monkey crapping on him. And that's it. Every time that Joan Embry brought an animal on from the L.A. Zoo, Johnny Carson got his ass kicked by it. He got bit by a zebra. He got crapped on by a monkey. He got his balls kicked in by a freaking horse. And it was a riot watching him get brutalized by animals week in and week out from the Joan Embry Zoo or whatever the hell that was. Where's she from? San Diego Zoo? But as far as his hosting of that show, it wasn't anything special, and that's why it won. That's why it won. That's why it went over so big, because it was a nice blending, a very nice vanilla mixture of not too extreme, not too low, not too high, cram it all to the middle, throw in a couple of really sort of dumb jokes about stuff that is in the news, and there you go, man. You're off to the freaking races. You're a winner. You're a hit. Try doing that highbrow stuff. Forget it. So, and that's fine. I recognize that's how the guy made his name. So now, all of a sudden, 10 years later, they're digging this guy out from the vault, and they want to find out more about how he feels. Well, we're going to get the same thing we got when the guy was doing that show. Stuff that doesn't, whatever, man. You know, this patriotism thing, I think it's just a load. Well, you know what, Johnny, go back to the house in Malibu. I understand it's very nice. You got a big view, and you got big of everything. Whatever's big you got. You're going to give me 10 pages in Esquire of this guy talking about how we're over the top with patriotism in America. Well, guess what? Maybe we like it. I happen to like it. I thought the Fox thing, during the Super Bowl was perfect. It was big. It was nuts. It was American. It was something we hadn't seen in a long time. But there's Johnny coming along to throw a little cold water on it. Why don't you go let a monkey take a dump on your head again? And then the guy says that he doesn't want to do the NBC thing because it's too self-congratulatory. Did you ever see this guy's Carson's classic, his best of shows, where he'd sit on a stool and he'd roll out these really, quote, funny bits that he did with the Aunt Blabby and the whole, Karnak? And, oh, man. Now, that wasn't too self-congratulatory, was it? Here's another classic. Just watch. This is great stuff. This is really funny. And then you come back and you're sitting there as if you've been glued to the chair with the arms hanging down. You got a look on your face like someone hit you from behind with a freaking cast iron skillet. You wasn't that great? It's just, it's great being all right. I'm a funny guy. So the monkey takes a dump on his head, and just as a way of, now, we thought what we would do is have Ed come out and take a dump on me. Just, Ed, all right. I think that'd be great. Hey-o! Oh, boy, all over my head. Thank you, Ed. There you go. Just a way of saying goodbye. Thank you, Johnny, for all those years of great entertainment. Here comes Ed, and he's going to squeeze one out on your head because that monkey really hit a home run for you there back in 1978 or whenever the hell that was. You know what I'm saying? What else? Was that it? That was it. The monkey and the thing. The monkey was the thing. Yeah, when he went down with the thing. That's it. An ashtray and an ape relieving himself on his head. Another Carson classic here. Let's see it again, shall we? I know people have written in. The monkey crapping on you, Daddy. All right, okay, let's do it. People have written in. They want to see it again. Let's roll. This is a classic from a 1978 show. And a monkey takes a dump on my head. Here we go, Ed. Oh! All right, let's watch. All right, we're back. And we just got a few more minutes. Can we see that ape dumping on me again, Ed? Let's just go ahead and this. Yay-o! All right. It's wonderful. I don't want to be too self-congratulatory, but that's just great stuff, isn't it? And I own the rights to all of it, and I know the cassettes are just going to sell like crazy. Jeez. 1-800-449-8686. You want funny? How about you spending $80 for a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt? Now, that's a riot. And that's what's going to happen once you log onto our website and take a look at this great shirt. And here's my friend Johnny to tell you more. Ed, how about one more time? You taking a squeezing one off of my head, all right? Yes, the Tens of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, royal blue and black. It's a beautiful number, 65% polyester. You can't beat that. 35% rayon. Comes in small, medium, large, extra large, or extra, extra large. And it's only $80. $8 shipping and handling, UPS ground service, orders ship within 2 to 4 weeks. Mother's Day is just 2 weeks away. Get that shirt now for your mom. It's not exactly a shirt that she'd wear to the afternoon tea, but I think she'd look fantastic in it. And, of course, Father's Day. And, of course, birthdays and anniversaries and graduations coming up. You know, give that graduate a gift he or she will remember, a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt that they will love and honor for the rest of their lives. And all you got to do is go to the Phil Hendry website, philhendryshow.com. That's P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E show.com. And pick it up, man. Just log on and grab a hold of that thing. Grab a hold of it and squeeze and don't let go. And when you do, you can also pick up a copy of our Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2001 CD. It's called Bring It. It's got some of our best material. And it's real classic stuff. Just great. And there ain't no monkeys crapping on me on that thing, as far as I know, but check that out. It's filled to the brim with some wonderful bits. Pastor William Rennick is on there, Bobby Dooley, Margaret, all of the greats. And remember that all of the proceeds from the sale of our CD go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And they've been doing it for 13 years. Tremendous people. Just $20, $350 shipping and handling. You can enjoy some of the best stuff of the year 2001. It's a great gift for the Phil Hendry fan in your life. So pick that up, too, while you're on our website. And don't forget to get the backstage pass, because that thing is a home run, man. You got a $6.95 a month backstage pass that gives you access to all of our audio, all of our Carson classics, all of the, you know, whatever, all of that Art Fern, and all of those great bits. And you can, you know, go to our 30-day archive, hear the last 30 days' worth of shows, listen to today's show on demand whenever you want to, and you get 75 brand-new audio clips that have just been loaded, I should say, into our audio archives. It's all there, plus our webcast archive, celebrity ass poll, our scrapbook, all there for just $6.95 a month with the Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. So check out the website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back. I promise next year we'll have a monkey on my head crapping or something, just in the bonus thing. It's a bonus track.